It was through them I ask in Jesus' name. There was a priest who was walking down a country road when he came upon a young farm boy who was putting hay back onto a trailer. The hay had fallen off, and he was putting the hay back on there, and the priest saw him and said, "Boy, you look awful hot today. Why don't you just take a break?" And his father, he said, "Well, my father wouldn't approve of that." And so the priest said, "Well, you know, everybody needs a little break. Why don't you come and have some water?" And the boy said, "No, my father really wouldn't approve of that." And the priest kind of got a little irritated, and he said, "What kind of father do you have? Is he a slave driver? I mean, tell me where he is, and I'll go give him a piece of my mind." And the boy said, "He's underneath the hay." The disciples had come back from teaching and preaching. They had been given command by Jesus to go and to preach repentance to the people, and to preach and to heal the sick. And they had done that, and they were coming back to Jesus now. And when they came back, no doubt that they were exhausted, they were tired, they were hungry, and they were probably worn out from all the efforts that they had put into the ministry to which he had called them. They were working for the Lord, however, so perhaps they were thinking to themselves, you know, we are working for the Lord, and you know, maybe we don't need to take a break. Maybe we don't need to rest. Maybe we just need to keep working and working and working. There's still so much to do. Jesus could see, perhaps, that people were constantly coming to him, so much so that they weren't even able to take time to stop and eat. And he, his disciples, were looking back at their ministry and wondering, when are we going to have time for ourselves? I remember a few times in my ministry, I've had an opportunity to be involved in ministry and got so caught up in it that I didn't really even take time to eat. There are other times where I was ministering to people and really didn't have the ability to stop and eat. So I can understand what these apostles and disciples were going through. Jesus knew that as important as ministry was, the apostles also needed rest. So he took them on the boat to get away and go to a solitary place. He said, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and let's get some rest." Now, if you know anything about the Gospels, you know that Jesus went on a number of occasions by himself just to recharge and to rest and to rejuvenate and get reconnected to his Father in heaven. He spent much time in prayer by himself. Even Jesus knew the importance of taking time to rest. Even Jesus knew the importance of taking time so he wouldn't work himself to death. If Jesus and his apostles needed to rest from their labors for their ministry, then certainly you and I need to do that when it comes to not only our secular employment, but also when it comes to our ministry duties. Sometimes we feel like that we have to do all the work or it won't get done. Sometimes we feel like that we have to do all the work or it won't get done the way we want it to be done. Jesus sent his apostles out two by two, and he sent them out for the reason that he didn't want them to have to do all the work by themselves, but rather he realized that ministry was more effective as we do it together, as we help one another to minister. Sometimes when we want to rest, we find that the Lord brings someone to us that needs our help or needs ministry in some way. When Jesus and the apostles were trying to get away, the people saw them leave, and if you know anything about the Sea of Galilee, they could watch where the boat was going, so they walked all the way around the sea and kind of determined where the apostles were going to land. And so when Jesus and the apostles got there, it says that he saw them and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And it says when he got there, he began to teach them many things. His sermon went on and on and on. His teachings went on and on and on. And I imagine his disciples were thinking, "Hey, I thought we're going to get away by ourselves. I thought we're going to get away and rest. And here you are teaching and teaching and teaching. You're just going on and on and on." So one of them perhaps had the courage to go up to Jesus and say, "You know, Lord, we love it when you do your teaching. We love it when you teach and teach and teach, when you say all sorts of things, and we love to hear you teach. But Lord, we're concerned about the people, because we know that they're hungry. And so maybe you might want to send them away so they can get something to eat on their own. And Jesus said to them, "Well, you give them something to eat." And I can imagine them saying, "Well, Lord, you know, we don't have all that much money. We hardly have enough money for us to eat. And so how are we going to feed all these people?" And so Jesus asked, "Well, what kind of food do you have?" "Well, we have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Of course, you remember the story about the boy that had the bread and the fish. And so Jesus took time to teach the people, and he took time to feed them. Jesus was trying to teach these apostles that there were times to rest, and there are times to take care of their physical needs, but there are also times when things need to be put aside to take care of the needs of others. He's also trying to teach them that, as God said in Deuteronomy chapter 8, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Obviously, remember, Jesus used that particular passage in the wilderness when he was being tempted by the devil to turn stones into bread. Jesus said to the devil, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So Jesus was feeding the people spiritually and intellectually what they needed. But he didn't leave it at that. He didn't just say, "Well, here, all I have to give you is the words that I'm going to share with you." But he went on from there then to provide for their physical needs as well. As Jesus did so, it reminded us also of the fact that God provides for the needs of people. He certainly did that in the wilderness for the children of Israel when he provided manna for them in the wilderness when they were starving. This also reminds us that Jesus can use what we perceive to be little that we have to offer, and he can do something special with the little that we do have to offer to him. Giving someone perhaps just a moment of our time may make all the difference in the world in how they perceive something. Just saying one little word to somebody might be just what they needed to turn their life around. Perhaps giving them some material blessing might be just what they needed to turn their hearts again to God in thanksgiving. Little is much when God is involved. Little is much when God is involved. So the message today is to take time to rest for yourselves. Rest from your ministry job. Rest from your secular employment. Feed yourself regularly with God's Word. As David said in Psalm 119, 103, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Pray and ask God each day how he would want to use you, use what he has given you to bless others. Ask him to multiply what you have to give for the growth of the kingdom and for the benefit of others. Let us pray. Lord, so often we feel like that we just have to keep working and working and working for you, that we just don't take time to rest. We don't take time to refresh, to rejuvenate. There are other times, Lord, when we don't feel like doing anything for you. We just kind of feel like resting all the time. So, Lord, help us to find that balance between rest and work, between ministry and rejuvenation. Lord, I ask that you would direct us by your Holy Spirit to those that you would want us to help, that you would give us the resources and the ability to help them in the ways that are most necessary for them. Ultimately, Lord, help us to do those things that will result in the growth of your kingdom and the benefit of others. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.